says, Vishleim the Rabbi Yonasan. According to Rabbi Yonasan, they call Mafish Rabbi Taima. Rabbi explains Rabbi Yonasan's Tam, why Stam Misa is Bechenik, because she learned it out from Misa B'dei Shemayim, that nothing touched the body itself. Elul Rabbi Yashi, according to Rabbi Yashi, it says it's a Svara, that you have to give the more simple Misa, you have to give Chenik, Bemai, Mimai, the Ika Chenik B'Elam. Who told you there's such a Misa of Chenik altogether? Maybe she slapped the guy also. Like, who said Chenik is a Misa? Ema Sayif, maybe the last Misa, the third Misa, is only Sayif. Maybe there's only Skila, Srefer, and Sayif. The Torah says Cheriv. But maybe less than that we did not have. So how do we know there's such a Misa of Chenik altogether? Amar Rav says, no, that much, Arbo Mises Gemara Gmirlu. Like, that's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. That there are four different types of Misas, that's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So only a question, which is the more chamer? So obviously Rabbi Yonasan holds that Chenik is the most simple one. Therefore, min hastam, we have to give the simple Misa. So, my loy mifnei shikala kemithlegi. What's the machloikis then, Rabbi Yash and Rabbi Yonasan? The machloikis is Chenik really the most simple Misa there is or not? And therefore, the plukta, the Rabbi Shimon Rabbonin, that's the machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin sheet was, Chenik is the most simple one. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chenik, it was Sayif was the most simple one. So therefore, Rabbi Yonasan cannot stam say Rabbi Yashi is svar because Chenik is the simple one, because it's not true. He holds Cheriv is the most simple one. So therefore, Rabbi Yonasan needs a svara that you learn out stam Misa from Misa B'dei Shemayim. Just like Misa B'dei Shemayim, the body is not touched. You die, fam. Same thing, Misa B'dei Yodem, there's such a Misa of a stam death that's choking you. But the body itself is not ruined. Oh, Malay Reb Zera Labaya, so Zera said to Abaya, Shar Haniskolim, other type of Chayve Misa Skila. So like Chivbu Skila, the Torah does not say directly Skila by that Avera. By certain Averas in the Torah says clearly they deserve Skila. But the other Averas, that does not say clearly they deserve Skila. How do we know they deserve Skila? Like you tell them in our Svara, Stam Misa should be Chenek. How do we know to give these Skila? It must be the Gan Mimiv Yudaini. You learn it out from the Pash of Oiv Yudaini. The other Torah says clearly they deserve Skila. So you learn out other type of Mises from Oiv Yudaini. Now the Gemara says, B'mai Gamri, how do you learn it out? It has to be some type of Gzera Shava, something to teach us that these other the other Chiyuvim are with Skila. Gemara says, B'mais Yumaisu Gamri, Oiv Yudaini Bom Gamri. That was the Shaila really. It says, Mais Yumaisu Oiv Yudaini, and it says there'll be other Mises also. So maybe that's the Limud. Wherever it says, Mais Yumas, it means Skila. Or else maybe it also says the word B'dinehem Bom. Maybe the word B'dinehem Bom, that's the Limud that it means Skila. So Amalei said back to him, B'dinehem Dinehem Bom Gemir. It's true. The Limud is from the second way. It says B'dinehem Bom by Oiv Yadoni, and it says B'dinehem Bom by other Chiyuvim, by other Averis. So that's the Limud. Just like here, B'dinehem Bom means Skila, other places also. Now what's bothering him? Because di b'maisu maisu, because if you can learn it out, the Xeris Shava is the Torah says the words maisu maisu gemiri. If so, I have a question then. Dimeim dimeim lamali. For what purpose does the Torah write an extra words of dimeim bum? Now that was bothering him really. Really, they're extra words dimeim bum. So if you tell me that's how I learn out that I give other chiyuvim skila from these extra words, very good. There's no cash in the Torah. But if you learn it out from maisu maisu, who are the words dimeim bum is extra? So what he asks back is ask yourself, Ella, what do you want to tell me? My b'dimeyim gemiri, what do you want to tell me? Now that the Xerus Shav is from the words, dimeyim, that's what's extra to teach us this limud, that you get skila. Just like if you don't get skila, here also you get skila. So the question is then, mais yumasu lomali. So ask the same question then. The words mais yumasu is extra. Why do we need a double lashon here? Mais yumasu, both by oiv yadoni, and it says by other chiyuvim also. Ask the same question. Like, what are you gaining by saying, using dinayim dinayim? But it's not the same question then. The other words of mais yumasu is extra. Like, what do you gain one way over the other way? So you have to ask like this. No, he said, Kiratanya, this way is good. If I use the words, the mayhem bomb, to teach me skila, true, there's still extra the words, maishu masu, but that I know what we need for. That's for another drosha. Kidatanya, like we learn like this. Mois Yumas Hamake Rosehu. A murderer, the Torah says, if you kill somebody, Mois Yumas, we have to kill you. Hamake Rosehu, he's called Rosehu. Sainly Yella Benisak Suvaboy. It's only you could kill the person with the Misa that the Torah says directly. Only with that type of a Misa, Bezin has the right to kill him. Minan, how do we know a general cloud that Shim Iata Yocholi Hamisoi, Benisak Suvaboy, if for some reason Bezin cannot give him the Misa that it says clearly in that parsha, for some reason they can't do it, is Shata. And Bezin has the right to give him even a different misa. That mikol mokim, you have to kill the person. Talmud Lema, that's what the pasuk says. Nois yumas hamake. Mikol mokim, mash many way. Lechatchila, the Torah says, which type of a misa to give him, whether it's chenek or whether it's chila. But in the case that's not possible now to give chenek, for some reason they don't have any cloth there, or they can't use chenek. So there's such a limud of mois yumas teach us. Mikol makam, that any type of a misa doesn't really have the right to give him. So therefore it's good, the words demeyem, demeyem, that's to teach us that they are chayvei skila by other averis, and the extra words of mois yumas, that's teaching me that you give a misa b'chol makam. Even if you can't give the regular misa he deserves, you can give him a different one. O malei ravachim edifta ravino, vi b'mois yumasu, gemiri. Now, my kokashle, what would be a kasha to you? If you would have learned out from the words mois yumosu, those are the words that teach us that there's a chiyuv skila by other averis. So what was bothering you really? Then if you want to tell me, eishes ish kokashle, it's not only that there are extra words of demeyim demeyim, but maybe if you want to learn it out from mois yumos, there'll be a question that someplace you don't deserve it. Where would be the question? Maybe like eishes ish. Ilan Eshesish, Kokashale, Lemaisi Lenigmar, Mois Yumas Myoiv Yadaini. Like a regular Noyef and Noefas, if someone lives with an Eshesish, the Mis is Chenik. At least by a Nesuya, her Misra is Chenik. That's the question. It says there, Mois Yumas, so that should learn, we should learn out, Mois Yumas from Oiv Yadaini, Ma Lahalam Beskila, just like by this Machshefus of Oiv Yadaini, you deserve Skila. I'll tell you, Afkan Beskila, maybe here by Eshesish. If you live with somebody else's wife, he deserves to receive skila. That was bothering you. Like, it's not just some extra words of demeyim demeyim, but if you learn out the gzeira shava from mois yumas that it says by oiv yadaini, the question is then every eishes ish should also receive skila. And we know the lachar ish only receives chenik. He only receives chenik. So Mora says, no, that's not a kasha. Midiya merachmona arusa beskila. Since the Torah says a second pasha of nara hamurosa, the Torah says a special locha. After it says a general cloud, a noyef and noefet deserves chenek, or stam deserves nisam, then it says a special case of nara hamarosa that she deserves skila. If so, nechlal, that's the biggest proof, the nesuya lav the skila, that the general amisa of a noyef and noefet is not skila, but rather just chenek. It's only special by a nara hamarosa, there's a chi of skila. So Eishesish is not a question. The yellow one was bothering him. Mata of the Yimai Kokashil, it was brought in a case where you hit your father or mother and you make them bleed. That Lemaisi or Lemigmar Miyav Yadaini, I think they get Saif. The question is why? Why don't we give them Skila? We should learn out from Miyav Yadaini, it says, Mois Yumas, it says. So that was the question. How come every Mata of the Yimai does not deserve Skila? So Mara says, no. Ad the Gamri Miyav Yadaini, listen. True, it says Mois Yumas by Makav of Imai, and it says by Oiv Yadani also. But how do I know to learn it out from Oiv Yadani if you get the Misa Chamur of Skila? Ligmu Meshes Ish. Let me rather learn it out from Meshes Ish. That there also it says Mois Yumas, and it's only Bechenik. So maybe Makav of Imai also only deserves Chenik. True, like it says now Mois Yumas by three places. It says about Oiv Yadoni, that's for sure Skila. It says about Eshesish, that's for sure Zoni Chenik. Now it says in the third place, Amak Oviv. So we do not know what the word means, Amak Oviv. So you can learn it out from one or two places. Either from Oiv Yadoni to give Skila, or else learn it out from Eshesish, that it means Chenik. So the Svar always is Gola Hokyal. So Memela would mean not more than Chenik. Or Malays, that's not a question. He answered that true. That's not a question either. Omalei, Sharhan, Eskolim, Gufayu, Kokashalei. have a question, any other limud. Like you're telling me now, we'll see later on in the Mishnah Yisrael, there are other cases that get skila. There are a lot of cases that even though the Torah does not say directly skila by the parasha, still we give them skila. Why? See, the answer now, because we're learning out from the extra word, Moshe Masu, that it says by those places, and it says it by Ezra Yedaini. That's the way you want to learn out. This was bothering him. If that would be true, Hebrew Moshe Masu Gemiri, Ad the Gemiri Ezra Yedaini, Ligmo Moshe Sish. That was his real question. How could you learn out to give skila from the extra words "mais yumas" any place? It's not true. Because we have two places in the Torah already that we know clearly which misa you get. It says "mais yumas" by both of them. By Ayuvi Yedoni, true it says skila, but it also says "mais yumas" by Eshesish. And Eshesish we know for sure only gets chenik. So that was his question. If you want to learn out other places get skila from the words "mais yumas," that you can't do. Because who told you to learn out the word "mais yumas"? From if you're doing it to give skila, no, go lakal and learn it out from Eshesish, you only get chenik. So that was really what's bothering him. And then he answered back, true, I agree with you, and therefore the way I'm learning out is from the words, demayim bom, not from the words, mais yumas. Now the Mishnah says, yeh lohen on its kolom. These are all the different averis that you deserve skila. Ha bo alayim, the son lives with his mother. The alayshus av, Rosh lives with your father's wife, even though she's not your mother. V'yal ha'kal, you live with your daughter-in-law. V'yal ha'zocha, mishke ve'zocha, two men together. V'yal ha'behema, if you live with a behema. V'yisha ha'meviya, said behema, if a lady brings the animal upon her, she's also chayiv skila. V'yal ha'megadeth, if you curse Hashem. V'yal ha'oved ha'vosh d'chavim, somebody that worships over the Zohar is chayiv skila. V'yal ha'noisim mizaru la'melech, if you take your children and give it to the melech, do that type of an avodah. So we'll see in the Gemara that really this is not called avodah Zohar really. Avodah HaMelech was not a worshipping to the Avodah Zarah, it was just a chayt, a manner that they used to do. And there's a special Gzeiras HaKosev that if you give your son, make him walk through the fire, for that you get Misa. Even though it's not really an Avodah Avodah Zarah. We'll see you in the Gemara. But I call upon him a nation to give your child to the Melech, your chayt Misa, Ubal Oiv Yedoni, people that do this type of Machshefes of Oiv Yedoni, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this is. Via Machalis, a Shabbos, some is Machalis, Shabbos deserves Skila. Via Machalal, other the Imai, if you curse your father, you deserve Skila. If you only hit them, you only Chayiv Chenik. But if you curse them, it's a big Aveira. If you Machalal them, that's worse. So Rashi says, Hechmiru mi b'makim, mishum di katati kilo novid, you're cursing your father, o moisi shem shemayim levatola. Like a real curse means you're mentioning Hashem's name. You're doing like two chatoim, you're saying Hashem's name in vain, for that the Einish is greater, you deserve skila. For if a man lives with a Nara Marasa, a lady that only had Kedushin, she did not have Nisuyin yet. If you cause other people to worship Avodah Zarah, the same type of a thought, just Hamesis is to a Yochid, you just talk one other person to worship Avodah Zarah, and Hamadiyach, that you talk the whole city. You're responsible for the whole Ir HaNidachas. You're responsible for everybody in the city, or most of the people worshiping Rabbi Zorah, that's called Hamadiyach, especially Mudim, we'll see in the Gemara. They also deserve Skila. The Amachashev, a regular Machashev, deserves Skila. Oh, then Sarumurur gets Skila. Yeah. Now, Habu Alein, somebody lives with his mother. Chayev Olei Mishum Av, or Mishum Eshes Av, Ein, or Mishum Eshes Av. In the case where she, your mother, in the case where she was married to your father, they didn't just have zlus, they were married together. So if you live with your mother now, you chayiv for two averis. That's communities, you can do it b'shoyge. You have to bring two karbonis. You have to bring one karbon because you live with your mother, another karbon, a separate chiyuv koris, because she's your father's wife. We have Yudai Menor, Yudai says, ein oi chayiv ela mishum ha'ein bovad. No, even though she's your mother and your father and your father's wife, still there's only one avera. There's only one chiyuv koris, one chiyuv korbin, just mishum hein, not mishum eshes av. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Now, habo al eshes av, chayiv mishum eshes av, or mishum eshes ish. In the case where she's not your mother, she's only your father's wife, your father married her later. So the locker is, if you live with her, you chayiv two, again, if you do it b'shogeg, you chayiv two chatois. One, she's an eshes ish, again, the other married lady, and secondly, she's your father's wife, the two chatoim. Mashm here, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda would agree over here that if she's not your mother and she's married to your father still, your father's still alive, there would be two chiyuvim. In the first case, Rabbi Yehuda argues, obviously we're talking about where your father died already, where she's not an eshes ish. Because otherwise, according to the Tanakhama, there would have been a third chet. And let's say she's your mother, and she's also your father's wife, and she's your father's still alive, so she's an Eishes Ish. So then there would be three chatoyim. So the ratio that says there's only two, obviously means where the father died already. The father gave her a get. Now, Dein Bechai Oziv, Dein Liyacha Misas Oziv. The law of Eishes Av is also even after your father dies. Still, you can't marry your father's wife. Even though she was not your mother, still Eishes Av is also Liyelim, even after Misa. Dein Min Erisin, Dein Nisuyin. Whether your father only had Erisin with her, still she's also. Or whether your father had Nisuyin Shita, then she remains also. Now, Habu HaKalosoi, somebody lives with his daughter-in-law. Chayev Oleh Mishum Kalosoi, or Mishum Eishes Ish. There are two chiyuvim. Again, if you do it for shogeg, you have to bring two chatoyes. First of all, she's an Eishes Ish. She's married now. And secondly, she's your daughter-in-law, your son's wife. There are two chatoyim. Dein b'chayev b'noi, dein liyacha mitzvah b'noi. Even after your son dies, still you're not allowed to live with his ex, with his wife. Your daughter-in-law is also liyolim. Once your son married her once, she remains also to you liyolim. Even liyacha mitzvah b'noi. And Bein Min Erisin, Bein Min Nisuyin. Even if your son only had Erisin with her, he only made Kedushin, he did not live with her yet, still right away it's Chal Yisa Kalosai, that the father-in-law cannot marry his daughter-in-law. This is the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Tanya will learn like this. Really the question starts here, the first part, so okay, we'll go into it later, till we move in exactly how we know all these cases of Achayas Kila. But the Chiddush here is Rabbi Yehuda. That Yehuda says if somebody lives with his mother, that is his father's wife, he's only chayiv one chat, it's only mishum aim, and not mishum eishes am. The question is why? Tanya will learn this. Rabbi Yehuda says, so Rashi says, this Tanya here is not like our Mishnah. It's not like the Tanya of our Mishnah. Here the Tanya, the Tanya said of Shana Yehuda like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, that in my hoysa imoi, really others, let's say the mother was not fit to marry the father, they lived by Aver, let's say there was a Chayiv Krisis involved, or a Chayiv Lavin involved. Ein a Chayiv Ela Mishum Eim Bavad. That's the case that Yehuda holds, that now they're only Chayiv Mishum Eim, and not Mishum Eishes Av. You know why? Because she's not your father's wife. It was an Avera, so the Kedusha was not Chal. That's what this Tana learns Pshat in Yehuda. The Rashi speaks out, our Mishnah is not like this. Because our Mishnah says a general case. According to Yehuda, he's never Chayiv more than one. But according to this Brisa, Yehuda is only saying that you know why there's no chiyuv for Eishes Av, because she was not Eishes Av. It's talking about a case where the mother, your mother, was not there with your father. So Kedushin was not chal. Now the Gemara says, "My ain ruyuloi." What do you mean to say she was not fit to have Kedushin with your father? Elaine, if you want to tell me chai b'krisis, real chai b'krisis, it was her sister, let's say, with your father's sister, is so, or else the chai b'nisis bezdin. If so, Michlau, the Rabbanan, Savri, there's a Machlokes here. So Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan say, no, there are two Chatoyim here. You have to bring two Chatoyis, Mishum Ein and Mishum Eishes Av. Now, if your mother is your father's sister, it could that be? Michlau, the Rabbanan, Savri, Yafagav, Deina, Rioloi, still she's called Eishes Av. Why? Holest Le Kedushim, the Gavor. Then everybody agrees that if there's Chai the Krisis involved, or Chai the Mrs. Bezdin, there's a Limudim, we learn out in Kedushin, Kedushin is not Chal. So the Rabbanan can argue to say there'll be an Aveir of Eishes Av, she's not Eishes Av. So what's the Machlokes then? It has to be like this, rather. Chai Ve'lavim. The case of the regular Chai Ve'lavim. Let's say your father was a Kayin, and he married a Gerusha, a Chai Ve'lavim. So then, we hold that the Kedushin is Chal, even though it's an Aveir involved, but the Kedushin is Chal, he's supposed to give a get afterwards. But in such a case, she's called Eishes Av, there'll be two Chatoyim. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Loch Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yom Rabbi Kiva always says, Ein Kedushin Tersim B'Chai V'Lavin. He learns out that there's a Mamzer from Chai V'Lavin, and Kedushin is not Chal even by Chai V'Lavin. So according to this Brisa, so that's the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. In the case where your father married, if he was a Kohen, he married a Grusha, or an Amon L'Kohen Gomer, or a Nosan, or a Mamzer, he married a Chai V'Lavin. In such a case, if Yehuda holds the Kedushin is not Chal, therefore it's not called Eishes Av, therefore Yoni Chai Mishumein. Most of the Rabbi asked the question, is this true? Is that the Yehuda Shita? We have a Gemara in Yevamah that says, Issa Mitzvah V'Yisra Kedusha Cholet Zlomit Yabemis. The case of Yibum, let's say your brother dies and leaves over his wife without children, so it's a mitzvah Yibum. That's only she's mutter to you. But let's say it's an Issa mitzvah, which the first shot is, that means an Issa drabonin, an erva midrabonin, or else Issa kedusha means the case where it's a chayvi lavin, a case where it's a lav to you. We'll soon explain it. Case where she's it's an avera to you. So then the locher is chaletza. She's supposed to give chalitza, but v'loimis yabemis, yibum you can't do. Even though really we should make yibum to say Esther is doichel leisasei, the first bia should be mutter. That's always the pshat. We always make gzeira bia rishon, not the bia shniya. Even though really the first bia is the bia mitzvah, we should say Esther doichel leisasei. But we're afraid if they'll make yibum to chayv elavim, they'll still live the second time. Therefore, the locher is chaletza. You have to give chalitza v'loimis yabemis. Now, this is only because it's an Issa mitzvah or an Issa kedusha. If she's a chayv krisis, if your sister-in-law for some reason is a chayv krisis to you, let's say she's your wife's sister, so then there's no din yibum. In the case where your sister-in-law is chayv krisis to you, then you're potter from chalitza also. It's only where your sister-in-law is only a chayv essay or a lav, then there's a mitzvah yibum that we say give chalitza and not yibum. Now, Issa mitzvah, what does that mean? Shniyas midivri seifim. That means there are ladies that are also to you.